Phoneboy Speaks, episode 344, The Long Slow Decline of TV.
From one type of broadcast to another, and the reality that I think, you know, I think those of us who are going through it and you know, that are actual consumers kind of understand this, or that are maybe leading the charge, is that TV is, well, you know, maybe not doing so well. I'm talking, you know, talking about the business of television, the number of people watching television shows, the number of people subscribing to cable television to watch TV. I mean, they might be subscribing to their cable company's internet service, but they're, you know, the numbers are pretty clear. The trend lines are going downward, and you know, there are times when people will, you know, there's bumps for Olympics and stuff like that. But for the most part, the overall trend lines are going down. People are spending less time watching traditional television, and they might be experiencing it through other means. I mean, they might be using you know, a Roku box, or you know, a mobile device, or you know, maybe BitTorrent. Who knows? You know, I don't know how those figure in, but the reality is that the companies that you know, that benefit from people watching television historically, namely the cable companies, well, you know, they're losing subscribers, and it's not. And you know, there are some seasonal adjustments here and there, but you know, this is you know, all the cable companies have lost subscribers this past quarter. It's you know, and if you go back through the trend lines, you can see that the ratings overall, you know, as a general trend, are down. That's not to say TV is going to go away anytime soon, but I think, you know, in the traditional TV models have been, you know, trying to compensate for that, and you know, what they're doing is, you know, charging their existing subscribers more, which actually makes the problem worse, right? Because at a certain point, cable TV, I think we looked at the cost of cable television a long time ago, and you know, our conclusion was, yeah, that's more money than we want to spend on that. We do limited basics so that we get a few channels, but that's it, right? I mean, honestly, if it were up to me, we wouldn't even have that. But the reality is that me personally, I don't even really watch that much stuff at all. And you know, okay, yeah, I'm a football fan, so during football season, it's kind of nice to watch something. But the reality is that the overall trends are that this is going down. And so the question is, what does the cable companies do about it? Well, I don't know what they can do about it. I mean, they're going to try and increase their stranglehold on subscribers, but you know, ultimately they're on a sinking ship, and they need to figure out how to deal with this reality, or you know, change their business model to be, you know, less traditional television and more something else. As I say that, you know, maybe the traditional model is not going away, because let's face it, you know, until you can watch the Super Bowl on the internet and, you know, and have 100 million people watch it and not have the internet die as a result, or you know, or whatever servers they hosted on die, you know, we're a ways away from that. There's probably going to be some instances where the traditional broadcast television is going to make sense, right? Large events, large live events, and that's probably, and so, you know, it'd be interesting to see in some of the charts that I was looking at, you know, if the sports, the overall sports ratings have gone down, and I suspect that maybe they've gone down less, because it is one of the few things where, again, it makes sense to have that. But for most of the TV content that's on there, I mean, it's either, you know, it's either reruns of shows, or shows that, you know, they run once and then they might have a long lifespan or not, you know, on Netflix or whatever. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, yeah, you know, there's this, you know, I won't say the science is in, that's because it, but you know, you look at the charts, you know, I'll put a link in the show notes to this article in Business Insider that shows that, yeah, TV is maybe not, you know, and they're not going away anytime soon, but they're definitely losing subscribers, and you know, they don't seem to be doing much about that situation. And you know, well, the entire industry is going to have to make a change, and this and it's, you know, the technology isn't even completely there yet, but people are just tired of paying, you know, can't afford the ever escalating costs of, the cable packages that are required to watch some of the stuff. And so people are unplugging and saying, screw that. There's even people that don't have televisions, and, you know, and they say, if it were just me, I would be in one of those homes, but, it is what it is. And yeah, the cable companies have to deal with this new reality, and, they've been kind of slow to react, and, you know, maybe they will eventually react, but this is the reality that they have to deal with, and it'll be interesting to see what they do.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.